Welcome to the Vinyasa Chick podcast, just for today, where we talk about something for just today. My name is Haley Duggan, aka Vinyasa Chick, and I'm so grateful that you are listening and tuning in today. We're going to start this podcast with a moment to reflect on something that you're grateful for right here, wherever you are. We've got so much to be grateful for, and typically we are just moving so quickly through life that we're taking all of it for granted. And when we start to pay attention, we begin to realize truly how abundant our lives are, and our whole view, our energy, and how we interact with the world around us starts to shift. So make shift happen. Pause the podcast. Think about what you're grateful for right here, right now. And I'll share one thing from my gratitude list for today. Today, I am grateful for Ian and Maria allowing me to come and take over their entire kitchen table and house to record the podcast. I'm truly grateful to be able to use this platform, and I couldn't do any of it without them helping. So I'm grateful for them. So today's episode is called Who's Listening? And what we're going to dive into today is some information and background about some self-talk and kind of what I believe is so important when we look into our patterns of self-talk and why it's so important, the tone that we use with ourselves. So this may be a jarring statement to you, but I truly believe in this process that it doesn't matter why or how you created the habit of your self-talk. So usually when we start to talk about self-talk, it's not always positive at first. For some people, you know, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I have great self-talk. I say super sweet things to myself all day, every day. Well, that's really nice, Sarah, or whatever your name is. But for every other human being in this effing planet, sometimes that shit is mean. Like, what's happening in the dialogue in between the ears is like not super great. And Ian and I were talking about how even you can like trick yourself into thinking that you are being positive with your self-talk, but really you're not. You're still being a dick to yourself. And you're like, well, I should be, you know, having this great self-talk, and I'm not. So I'm still doing the negative self-talk, and I'm doing it again. So we're kind of talking about those negative self-talk. And even if it's not a constant thing for you, I think that we all get those intrusive thoughts, and we really start to question ourselves, and it's not always kind up there. And so again, I don't really think it matters like why you're talking to yourself the way that you are or how you created that habit to do so. I think it might be important to understand where you're coming from with it, but I really and truthfully, honestly believe in stepping outside of the language of your limiting circumstance will help you to reach success with this. So the first of the Yoga Sutras translates, it's in Sanskrit, it's Atta Yoga Anushasanam, which means, and now the teachings and practices of yoga. And what that means is it doesn't really matter what came before, and it's going to be different later, but what you're choosing to do right here is to practice, whether that's something physical or something mental, but it's the whole point of choosing to start right here. And that's what I think is a big piece of what I'm trying to share here, is that it doesn't matter what came before because you're stepping into it right here. This is your entry point right now. And you don't have to figure out the part of the history and the why to start making those changes. And I think that we use that as a crutch. The identification is, well, I don't really know why I'm doing it, so I'm just gonna like keep doing it because I understand it and I know it. And it's like, okay, but it's not gonna get better if you're stuck in that place of just trying to figure out why, and instead to make some changes, kind of some steps that we can take. So you know, I can't figure out why I'm doing this thing until I figure out why I'm doing this thing, and then I'll figure out why I'm doing this thing. Well, that's nice. You can put a, you know, put a little bow on it and move on, I guess. But you can spend a lifetime in therapy while you're figuring out why you do that and still be doing the same thing like over and over again and not making any changes or even trying a new way to interact with whatever the thing is. So, you know, well, when I was a kid, my whoever taught me to do this or didn't teach me that. And okay, that really sucks. And yes, some healing needs to happen there. But if you keep using that to be the reason for why you can't make a change, the only person who's responsible for holding you back from letting go and growing from that experience is you. I'm going to say it one time for the homies in the back. The only person responsible from holding you back from letting go and growing is you. So change your mindset, change your mantra, change your mind. If you're living in the past story of yourself, how the hell are you ever going to live into the story of who you are now? So who's paying attention when we say mean things to ourselves? Your entire being is actually paying attention when you say mean things to yourself. And I hear it all the time. Mostly it's in, you know, a physical way, just from, you know, being a yoga teacher. And it sounds like this: my shoulders are weak, my hips are tight, my this, blah, 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 my arms suck, my abs are weak. And then it's not so physical. Sometimes also it can be my ability to follow through is not super great, or I'm always late, or my email responsiveness could be quicker. Seriously? Seriously. Okay. So, and why? And so when you say that, as soon as those words come into your consciousness, and as soon as you speak them, either in your head or even out loud, your whole body is creating a response to what you're saying. So now every single time you see a shoulder, look at a shoulder, think about a shoulder, move your shoulder, there's a neural net pattern in there of my shoulders aren't good enough. My shoulders are weak, my shoulders are tired, my whatever. And so why you do that? If your whole entire being is paying attention, you have to be careful with what you say. And so usually my follow-up when somebody says that is, who do you think is listening when you say that shit? Your body and your mind is always paying attention. How you talk to yourself really effing matters. If we're constantly telling ourselves that we suck at something, how the fuck are you ever going to get better at that thing? And if you have that dialogue, are you really giving yourself an honest attempt at being anything other than shitty at the thing? Right? Like, oh my God, my shoulders are weak. Well, yeah, if you keep saying that, that's all they're ever going to know that they are. They're not ever going to know that they're growing, that they're getting stronger. They're just going to hear, I'm weak. And the impact that it has on our relationship with ourselves is really insurmountable. And then that same quality of relationship that we have with ourselves starts to seep into our relationships with those we interact with, and then even those that we hold most dear to our hearts. If we allow the dialogue that we have within ourselves to be the dialogue that we also carry into those situations, then we're even living out our inabilities and missing our opportunities for growth within those relationships. Well, I'm not good at whatever it is. So, okay, great. There's the issue. And how we talk about that is going to determine our ability to make the change. If all you ever know and hear is that you can't do this thing, then that's all that's ever going to be, is that you can't do it. And it doesn't really matter why we think we're not good at a thing at all. That piece of it doesn't really play a big part in this, because it doesn't matter. Okay, you're not good at this thing. Are you just going to avoid it for the rest of your life? Are you never going to have a difficult conversation because you're not good at having difficult conversations? Shit, dude. You're going to be in the same place and you're going to be stuck. You're not going to grow. You're not going to change. It's all going to be the same. Shitty all the time. So I try to use words and phrases like, I'm still working on my whatever it is. Or even this, it's one of my goals to get better at blah. So at the beginning of the year, you know, we all set these like New Year's intentions and all this thing, and we really try to do it. And one of the things that I said I wanted to be better at was receiving feedback. And so it makes me really uncomfortable. It starts this weird cycle in my head. So something that I'm working on is getting better at receiving feedback. And of course, it's like negative feedback. We're all like, I'm super great at receiving good feedback. Well, duh, you're not going to get better if everyone's just wiping your ass for you. You've got to kind of put yourself out there and try some things that you're not so good at. But just saying, you know, it's one of my goals to get better at that. And today looks like it's still the shit sandwich, but I'm gonna try. And our sustainable changes take time. It's not, oh yay, I'm working on, you know, being more timely, and I'm doing that for a week, and now I'm all fixed, and that's it. Well, then a new challenge occurs, and you find yourself with a new opportunity for growth. Right, using that phrase instead of weakness. How are you going to interact with this thing? And then the next thing. And then the next thing. So again, the whole point isn't, why do I do it this way? I think there is value in that, but I think that we can also kind of get stuck there. And I think it's really easy to get trapped into just figuring out why you do something a certain way. But instead to choose from the entry point of noticing, paying attention to what's going on, what the patterns are that you've got coming up. Like maybe it's the same kind of, I call it like changing the channel or changing the song, but you're stuck on the same song of like, I can't do this, or, you know, that whole thing. But again, if that's the only dialogue and vernacular that you have around that one thing, then how is that thing ever going to know any other way to do it? Right? I had a student that came up to me, my shoulders are so weak. And I said, honey, if you keep telling them that, that's all they're ever going to be. Your whole body is paying attention to everything you're doing, saying, breathing, taking in. And it's your job to decide what you're going to let in there. You know, are you going to let all that stuff in, or are you going to let, you know, what you feel like you need to do to be successful and to make a change in there instead. So again, what we say is really important. How we talk to ourselves is a big deal. And who's listening is everyone all the time. Every fiber of your being is paying attention. So to wrap this up today, I'd like to end with a mantra, you know, a couple of different, you know, little things to try on for a bit. And the mantra for this is, can the dialogue that I have around my opportunity for growth be more positive today? What's one replacement phrase that I can use for a challenge that's coming up for me right now? And what's a way that I can step out of my negative thought, negative talk pattern? Okay, so that's all I have for today. I hope that you are able to hear and understand a little bit more about how important it is to notice and pay attention to how we talk to ourselves. So thanks so much for listening. Namaste.